Uthandwa ngendlela ongasokuze uyiqonde. Khetha iRadio Pulpit 657 AM. Luthando olo.
We are out at the manufacturing Indaba having an absolutely amazing time. 46 minutes after 2, that is your time. Conversation continues. We'll try and see if we can actually get in just one more person to testify about the amazing work that we are indeed doing here at the manufacturing Indaba. And I'm told that there's a lineup of people that are still coming into studio. And we thank you so much, Terry, for stopping by. We're crossing over now, my family, to conversation here at the stand with conversation continues right here at the stand. Thank you so much with Ndade Job Betha, and Ndade Job is producing honey. Let me tell you, Pella, this is not your normal honey. It's not that honey that looks like syrup. It's that this honey, my friend, let me tell you, it's honey. It's got berries. Batong, isn't that a job? Ligai Baba.
Good thing, Ligai Mio.
Oh, good thing, Batong. Why not? Oh, producer honey, Ella Aile private school.
Yeah, get producer honey.
I see normal honey.
Original honey, yeah, di notsi.
Yes.
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 I'm a beekeeper.
You're a beekeeper.
Yes.
That's a job, Mara. Go for the bees.
Yeah, ki verka kadi notsi.
Eh.
Then, from there we harvest.
Yes.
After harvesting, Renale processing machines.
Mm-hmm.
We process our honey. Then we've got bottling machines and.
Right.
Then we bottle.
Right.
For the packaging.
That's amazing.
Thank you.
How did you make friends with bees? You know, there are very few people.
Yeah, there are very
few. That are recognized in the bee kingdom. How did you make it? What's the criteria?
My father, long, long time ago, he worked at the farms for beekeepers.
Sure.
So as we were growing up, and then we used to go and have a look. We're stung by the bees.
Right.
So, you know, at the farms there, when you finish school, before you can go and look for a job, and then they will call you if you're not busy. And, you know, that's when it started, and then the love started there.
Wow.
And then I worked for, I think, different companies, because I had knowledge of, a little bit knowledge of bees. And
hey,
it started growing.
Just help us.
Yes.
What do we not know, Rona, about bees? Because if a bee had to come here, I'm going to drop this mic and I'm going to leave it with you. I am going to run, that's for sure. What don't we know about bees that we ought to know?
Bees are friendly insects. Look, if a bee flies around, it doesn't attack anybody. It's for it. It's just looking for flowers, food. Just like anybody going to the supermarket to buy something.
Right.
So if you see a bee flying around, it's just like you going to the supermarket to buy bread. So
so for these bees, it's bread is my forehead or my arm.
Yeah.
Sometimes
people mistake the bee as if whenever they say bee, as if it's something that will sting. But it doesn't attack at any given time.
Oh, I see.
So even if there's a sugar or honey that is spilled on the
floor,
the bee, when it comes, it's only here to suck the honey.
The honey.
Take it to where it is.
Mm-hmm.
The only problem is when the people, they maybe like to chase it off, and then it becomes agitated and irritated.
Oh,
and then when
it comes back. It comes back to a claim territory.
Yeah, now you are endangering it, and then it's got to fight back. You see,
I suppose like any other animal, right?
Yeah, sure.
Dada, where has your product been to, and how do we access your product, Papa?
Okay, I'm based in Brits,
right?
Madibeng Brits, I think it's northwest,
right?
Yeah, Madibeng municipality.
Mm-hmm.
I'm at 2962 Peter Rottenbach Street.
Mm-hmm,
it's just opposite the main bus rank.
Right.
That has been reconstructed now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've been there for almost 10 years now.
Mm-hmm.
So people can come to the shop. There's a shop there. Mm-hmm. But we also supply, like, the supermarkets.
Mm.
Mostly in breads, we don't sell because people come direct to the farm.
Right, okay? To get
but
it directly.
There are one or two where they can access the honey there. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I can't call their names.
Mm-hmm.
But mostly here in Joburg, they can buy also from, like, health shops.
Oh, wonderful.
And then fruit shops.
Yeah.
They can get that. And then
couple fruit and veg. So.
Yeah, a couple fruit and veg. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. most of them, they stock from us.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then also people can call us mm-hmm. because these days they are simple couriers. People can just order maybe, I mean, nail spray.
Mm.
I saw your advert or honey.
Mm.
And then we can courier
to the
them.
Wonderful
yeah.
data.
Yes,
thank
yes.
you so much. Is there a website or a number that people can call?
Yes, there's mm-hmm. a number. And then there's a Facebook page, Honey Nectarers.
Mm-hmm.
WW also on the website, www.honeynectarers.com.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and then the number that they can use to call us
mm-hmm.
it's 082-626-1925.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful.
Yes. 082. Alternatively, they can also use that number for a WhatsApp and then to place the orders, and then 083-755-0078.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the numbers that they can call direct on or WhatsApp.
Thank you so much. Kinta de job beta.
Yes.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Papa, for standing by.
It's a
we
pleasure.
Appreciate it, and all the best for the rest of your journey with Honey Nectarius. Ne?
Yeah.
Awesome stuff.
Thank you so much.
Radio Pulpit's Facebook page makes you more a part of the station than ever before. Now you can give your opinion regarding our programs or even contact your favorite presenter. You can get the latest news and existing programs and communicate with other listeners. Come on, let your fingers do the talking on Radio Pulpit's Facebook page. It's interactive and dynamic. Just visit facebook.com/radiopulpit.